We're back.
Double coverage.
Double coverage.
Double coverage.
Mama, we made it.
The network picked us up.
Well, we're like established.
We need the signs that says like clap, cheer, laugh.
J-Mac here. D-Mac to the right.
Welcome to Double Coverage.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Double Coverage with Jason McCourty, your host, and my sidekick, Devin McCourty. We're back. We're back in the studio. As you see, the season's over. The COVID restrictions for us, they still exist.
Over.
But for family, we'll make some exceptions.
Hey, you're a co-host. I'm the other host.
As you guys know, each and every week, you can find us right here on Nesson. If you miss us there, you can find us on YouTube or iTunes. All you have to do is search Double Coverage with the McCourty Twins. You can always find us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at McCourty Twins. And as always, check out our website, McCourtyTwins.com, to order yourself some cool t-shirts or keep up to all of the fun stuff Dev is engaged with off the field.
Yeah, man. I missed our setup. It's such a cool setup, but we'll jump right into obviously a serious matter that, you know, we've been getting a lot of attention because of people hitting us up on Twitter, DMing us on Instagram, text messages from reporters, breaking news, I guess. Coach Belichick decides not to go and receive the Medal of Freedom from President Trump, and really releases a strong statement that I thought spoke volumes about this year's team and what we were able to learn about one another, background, how you grew up, how you live now, but also what goes on in our country and what goes on in this New England area. So it was awesome, you know, I think this year and what we were able to do, not from a football standpoint, but the growth as human beings. Mm-hmm. And then I think that leads us right into what we saw transpire last week, last Wednesday, actually, with everything in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol building, exactly what we don't want to see, I think, as Americans. And, you know, I think that is really what's been on everybody's mind and heart leading into what will be, you know, Biden taking over, Trump, you know, all of this stuff.
I think, politics aside, when you see that and literally someone wearing a shirt that says Civil War, January 6, 2021, like that's not what we're here for. Black, white, yellow, purple, whatever color you are, no one wants to see that transpire. Five people lose their life. We've seen video of the woman who lost her life. Like, that's not what, as Americans, we want to be. So I think, like you said, Coach Belichick summed it up in his statement he made. But I think all across the country, we see so many people seeing that, hey, this isn't it. This isn't what we want to be. This isn't how we want to represent ourselves. So hopefully we'll have somebody on later in the show to talk about love. But hopefully we can continue to spread love and just find peace with one another, no matter what our differences are or anything of that nature.
Yeah, and outside of everything that happened there, I think you look to another side of where I think as Americans, a lot of us go to find some peace and
sports.
Some happiness. Sports, man. We had a lot of good sports happen since we've been away from each other last.
But not only that, a lot of Americans got to experience their team finally win in the playoffs. The Brownies. In Cleveland, they head to Pittsburgh, and they
shout out to all the former Browns who all automatically now became big fans this week.
Oh, I can't stand the organization for my year there, but I'm still happy for the fans and the people of Cleveland that they got a win in the playoffs. They stomped the Pittsburgh Steelers on the roll after going through intense COVID protocols for the past 2 weeks. Joel Bitonio doesn't play. They're all Pro Bowl guard. Ward doesn't play at corner. It didn't matter. Corvette. Steelers is out.
What a game, though. Lose your head coach, offensive line coach, everything. But being an AFC East guy, I won't say I'm happy for this, but it was, you can't knock it.
Bills Mafia.
It was cool to see Buffalo. For one, Buffalo was allowed. I'm a guy originally from New York. You know, Governor Cuomo said, you know what, Bills fans, 6,500, a little under 7,000, go over to the game. I turn on the game Saturday afternoon, all the fans sitting right by each other. They didn't spread out at all. I'm like, Bills Mafia at his best. Somebody lit on fire in the parking lot. They get a big win against the Colts. Really one of the better games this weekend.
Yeah.
Between that game and the Titans and Baltimore game. But hey, Phillip Rivers, this is your last game. You threw me my first pick, so I still love Phillip Rivers.
No doubt about it. And the Rams lit the cigars on the way out after Jamal Adams lit the cigar after they beat the Rams in the last game to win the division. Jalen Ramsey walking off the field told them to take their hat and t-shirt to Cabo.
Cabo on three. One, two, three.
Cabo.
See you there.
Where we should be. Yeah, but we'll either way, Rams move on in a tough game dominated by defense. The Saints, not going to spend too much time on this game. They were just too much for the Bears. Everybody knew it going in, and the game ended up exactly how everyone thought it would.
Another game we won't spend too much time on, even though Washington football team fought hard.
Heineken.
Go get your Heineken. Whatever you do, hey, Heineken, you got to hit Heineke up. He needs this. Heineke was on the practice squad in 2017. He wasn't throwing them balls like he was throwing Sunday night, though, that's for sure. Or Saturday night, whatever night that was. Great effort by Washington football team. They got to be encouraged going forward to put that performance together against a good Tampa team. And it'll be interesting to see Tampa versus New Orleans this up and coming week.
The oldest quarterback matchup in the history of the game.
They said they're throwing it right on the History Channel. But the last game of the weekend, Baltimore versus Tennessee.
I thought my Titans were going to go farther, but Jackson.
You got to love the energy in the game, though.
As a player, you're sitting down there. You want to go out there and play when you see them stomping on the...
As you're alluding to, a lot happened week 11 in Baltimore. Tennessee pregame, they're stomping on the Eagle or whatever.
Did you have a problem with the Ravens not shaking their hands after the game?
No, it's the playoffs, bro. You jumped on my logo. I said you didn't like it. You told me to go play football. You told me to go coach. So that's what we did today. We came play football. We coach. And it was so bad. I saw Levine. He left the field. He came back and was grabbing guys like, hey, I know you went to school with him. Well, we got to go. Let's go.
No doubt. I feel like for the youth, that's when it's about good sportsmanship. When I'm in the pros and I'm thinking I'm going to the Super Bowl and I just lose the game in a wild card round of the playoffs, I'm sick.
But
I may be a sore loser. I don't have time. And I'm not saying, yeah, on the regular, we should shake hands. And for the TV cameras.
Because we lost
the game Monday night to Buffalo. I was straight in the locker room after the game.
And that's why I hate when, like, Tom loses in the Super Bowl. And they're like, he didn't shake his hand. Bro, just lost in the Super Bowl. He didn't want
to
shake a hand.
Nobody wants to have the confetti falling down on him.
If you play professional sports, you're usually there because you're some kind of sore loser. Yeah. There's been plenty of times where you were angry about losing, and that's why you've propelled yourself to be a winner. Now, your boys, you might shake their hand. After we lost to the Eagles, I dapped up two people I think that I knew, but I didn't go searching for Chris Long or LeGarrette Blount while the confetti. Like, I'll see those boys later.
They weren't searching for you either. Yeah,
exactly. So I don't think anything's wrong with that. And they did it, most importantly, as a team. When you do stuff as a team, nothing can go wrong.
Yeah, it was a really solid weekend. There was six games this weekend of playoff football.
But don't get too comfy watching.
Nickelodeon had the game on. Yeah. Slime everywhere.
Shout out Sean Payton.
My kids in the Jordans too, man. Yeah. In the Jordans. A special guest for you guys today, Ruquan Brown, a young man we met from the Harvard Black Men's Forum. This guy has been doing great work since his high school days. Just is finishing up his freshman year at Harvard. Want to welcome him to the show, Ruquan. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Double Coverage, I should say.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be able to, for a short amount of time, make it triple coverage.
hey, there you go. This young man plays defensive back as well, so he knows the life. First question, man. You started a company called Love One. Where did this start? Why did you want to do this?
Yeah, so my sophomore year in high school, one of my older teammates, he was 18 years old at the time. He was murdered in Washington, D.C., and he wore number one. And so he was always on my mind before that and after that. A year later, my stepdad, who taught me this game and taught me everything that it takes to be great in this game, he was murdered a year later. And so I knew that I had to do something because the whole city is watching me, whether that be in the classroom, on the track, or on the football field. And I felt like it was my call and my duty to make sure that the world knew who these men were, but also that the world understood the importance of love and using love to end gun violence.
Man, that's awesome. And, you know, I just want to say first, congratulations on that. That's a huge thing to do at such a young age. How has this year been? Obviously, being at school, but also running this company and still trying to do different things in the community. How challenging was this year? And then, you know, what were some of the bright spots of the year for you?
Yeah, well, you guys know, you guys prepare weekly for some of the biggest and best challenges in the world and on and off the field. And so, you know, we look forward to challenges. That's the life of a DB. And so I was really excited when I knew that the world would get shut down and that things would slow down because it's really phenomenal that way. And so it's been beautiful for me. I've still got an opportunity to jump on calls and mentor young people I've even got an opportunity to jump on a call and help DC Public Schools start their school year off with their teachers and administrators. So I've still been able to pour into our communities. My company also donated $10,000 this summer, which was phenomenal for us and for our community. And so we've still been able to make immense impact. And you guys know it's under pressure. It's in times like this where legends are made. And so the people at my company, my team, we make sure that we continue to work hard.
Yeah. And speaking of you guys making a $10,000 donation, how does that work with somebody that wants to go to your website, makes a purchase, a percentage of the proceeds is donated? How does all of that work so people can understand it?
Yeah, no, it's perfect. So you can go to loveonebiz.com and you can purchase any product. Most of our products have a message of love because we understand that putting love first is how we'll not only be able to comfort people who are impacted by gun violence, but ultimately how we'll be able to end it. And so what we do is take a percentage of all of the proceeds that we earn and donate them to families and communities. Sometimes that's an organization. More recently, it was the family of a young man who was murdered in Washington, D.C. And so we're always just looking to connect with people in our communities. We're looking for more ways to donate money in order to help young people go to therapy. I actually am finishing up therapy myself. So it's been a really awesome thing. And we want to be able to connect more young people to resources like that.
Just so people understand a little bit about your background and how you ended up at Harvard, because people love that here. You're here. You go to Harvard. You know, that's big. What other schools were interested in you and your services, and why did you pick Harvard?
Yeah, so there were 24 other institutions that were interested in having me be there. And I chose Harvard ultimately because I felt like it gave me an opportunity to connect with individuals like yourself and ultimately be able to serve my community even better. I mean, it hasn't let me down yet. So I'm really grateful for that. I had 7 of the 8 Ivy League schools and then 17 others. And that's really important for me because I'm a ball player and I've worked my whole life to get to this point. But having 7 of the 8 Ivy League schools, having a whole Patriot League and things like that is really empowering for the young people in my communities because they get the opportunity to understand not only should you be, or not only can you be a student athlete, but should you be a student and then an athlete.
Yeah, and with everything going on and you're continuing to do great work, what are your goals for your company and then for yourself individually? Do you hope to play in the NFL one day? Do you have bigger goals or bigger impacts? What do you see in the plans for Ruquan Brown?
No, and that was a great question. And my goal for my company is to double the revenue that we brought in last year. But for myself, I'm looking forward to being the greatest student athlete to ever come through this place, and this place is Harvard. And ultimately the Ivy League in general. So this year I look forward to having a huge redshirt freshman year. So I'm really looking forward to that. And absolutely do I want to go to the league. And Lord willing, I'll get there and be the greatest DB to ever step foot in the NFL. And guys like yourself, I know I have to get through you guys. But more importantly, I know that you guys have pretty much paved the way in showing us that what it takes to be a great DB or a great ball player in general. It's not only about how many rings you can win or how many PBUs you can get, but what you can do off the field as well. And so I'm excited to get a head start on that work.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And again, before we let you go, just let the people know where they can find your company and where they can follow your path to the NFL. Just let them know one more time before we let you go.
Yep, absolutely. You guys can follow my company. You can go to loveonebiz.com, and that's at loveonebiz on all social media handles. You can follow me and my path to the Hall of Fame at RuquanBrown.com or at RueTheTruth on any social media.
Man, it's been a pleasure having you. You're an inspiration. I know two old guys like ourselves will probably be long gone by the time you step foot in an NFL locker room. But what you do off the field and at a young age and already seeing how important that is truly inspiring, not only to the youth, but also to older guys looking at you to kind of lead the way as well. So, man, keep up the great work and keep grinding.
You want to keep these topics rolling?
Let's keep it going. There's a lot of football to discuss.
Our guy, one of the best people that have graced the New England Patriots organization since I've been here, Nick Caserio, heads to Houston where he will be their general manager. And the first fire he has to put out is making Deshaun Watson happy. Ton of rumors are out, and I'm not a big rumor guy. Deshaun Watson could get on Twitter, and he could do whatever he wants and let people know if he's angry. But it's a lot of rumors. They could be true, though.
He just went through a 4-12 season.
He on vacation.
He's on vacation. He posted the picture. He's on vacation. He might be upset. But we don't know. Nobody knows. It's not like his family's coming out there saying, hey, Deshaun said X, Y, and Z. So we have to wait and see. I don't know. We'll see.
Nick Caserio will get it right.
Yeah. He's a good dude. For sure.
A lot of coaches fired this year. We talked about that last week. A surprising one. Doug Peterson, 5 years in. Over 500. What a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah. The first Super Bowl in Philly, right?
Yeah, he gets fired. Not too sure, but the bright side for Doug Peterson, he'll have a job next week.
That's the way the NFL works. Did you see Dan Quinn was just hired by the Cowboys to be their defensive coordinator? If you can become a coach in the NFL, it's a lifelong, especially if you get up to be a head coach, it's a lifelong job. Somewhere or another, you'll land on your feet and you'll be working. So we look forward to seeing Doug Peterson elsewhere. And then in
NBA. You just got to like to move.
For sure. Yeah. And NBA news, the NBA right now seems to be struggling outside of the bubble.
You get a COVID.
Games are being postponed. You're looking at injury reports, non-injury related illness, just multiple guys on a team.
Health and safety protocols.
That they just don't have enough guys to suit up. So we know from playing this past season the challenge that took place on a weekly basis to be able to have guys out there to play to make sure that we don't get the virus. It's not spreading around.
Yeah, they have to do a better job as players, probably. Yeah, you just have to.
And it's tougher, though. We play one game where we're in one location.
That's very
and I
true.
Think they modified a little bit of their travel, but it's different. You know, they play 82 games a season. You're on the road on these West Coast trips and stuff. It's hard to just stay put in a hotel room by yourself, opposed to us who we're home every day with our families.
That is very true. Great topics, but let's get into one of my favorite times of the show, the Dan O'Brien.
Keeping it awesome.
Oh, sorry. I hit my microphone.
Yeah, let's not get erratic.
But that doesn't matter. Our Dan O'Brien, 3 years ago, Texas guard Andrew Jones is diagnosed with leukemia. And really, they had an emotional game after he was diagnosed.
First TCU.
Yeah, they go out there. They're lifting his jersey up. Head coach Smart, Shaka Smart. He has tears rolling down his eyes. A ton of players do. And you have to love the journey. He literally was
fighting for his life.
And then they show clips of him in the hospital, lost a lot of weight, frail, but they found him a hoop. He's working on the jump shot. And Saturday night, he hits the game winner against West Virginia. West Virginia also in the top, I think, 20 in the country. Not just hits the game winner, also has 16 points. 3 rebounds to go along with that, but a guy that just continues to battle. And I thought the coolest thing was on like Bleacher Report's Instagram, they posted, you know, the video from last year. A little bit of his journey. And you just see the NBA players keep doing what you're doing. Love watching your story. Inspiration. So, Andrew Jones, I know you're down in Texas. That's Austin, right?
Austin, Texas. Keep Austin weird. That's the slogan.
You probably won't see us on Nesson or anything, but maybe you'll see us on YouTube, man. You got the Dan O'Brien. Hit Dan O'Brien up. Maybe you can work out a car deal or something. I don't know, but you got it for this week, man. Awesome story.
Without a doubt. And I think that's just stuff that is awesome to see and is so inspiring. You see a kid who is going through adversity while in college, supposed to be the funnest years, the healthiest years of your life, and finds out he has leukemia, but he doesn't give up. He continues to battle. He continues to work. And to be back out there with your guys and hitting big shots like that, oh, there's no better feeling than that. So congratulations to him.
And I think you see the best of these student athletes. When you talk about Rue Brown that we just had on, you talk about Andrew Jones. Like, this is what collegiate sports is about. It's about guys who fight and do stuff for their sport, but also are great human beings in the classroom and do great work. So big salute to those two guys, man. Yeah, man, we'll make this fast. The usual happened in college football this past weekend or Monday. Alabama won again. They beat Ohio State. It was 50-something to 20-something. Big game by everybody on Alabama. Heisman Trophy winner Devontae Smith.
215 yards, 3 touchdowns, first
half. Yeah, all that. Only thing I can say is hopefully some of those guys from that game end up in New England next year. That's the only thing I can say.
That's tampering. Anyway, let's get into our playoff picks.
Who you got, Tampa or New Orleans?
Tampa. Tom Brady.
I'm going Tom Brady. Rams or Packers?
Oh, Rams.
Packers. Tripping. Ravens or Buffalo?
Buffalo Bills. Bills Mafia.
Bills Mafia. Chiefs or Browns? Sorry, Browns. Season's
Brownies!
Over. Season's
Cleveland
over.
Cleveland is going to do it.
season's over.
They're getting their head coach back, their players back.
Chase Claypool said it didn't matter because the Browns are going to go get clapped. Man, first, Juju loses the game, and then Chase Claypool just ruined 2021 season for them.
The young generation, like, they beat you, though. Who cares if
that's
they
why Big Ben and Pouncey was on the bench. They was like, man.
Do we still want to do this?
No, they said right then and there. They was like, man, I'm done. Unless they can get to New England or something, they said they're done.
Wow. Tampering at its finest. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. You guys know it. Each and every week, you can catch us right here on Nesson. If you miss us there, all you have to do is go on YouTube or iTunes and search Double Coverage with the McCourty Twins. And make sure you hit that subscribe button. And make sure you check out our website, McCourtyTwins.com. And keep up with everything that Devin and myself all season.
Mama, we made it!
In season, whatever we're doing, we will keep you updated on there. And go buy some cool t-shirts like this one. Faith, family, and football. You guys know it. We will see you. We'll be wrapping up next week, huh?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to all that. But go get you a One Love sweatshirt, too, with RU Brown. We're going to have the website.
Love1biz.com. Love1biz.com.
Man, we'll see you guys next week.